What up? How you guys doing? Welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, a podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am Mark Komar. This is Mr. Joaquin Komar.
How you guys doing?
So we're going to talk about how to streamline personal and workflows. Now, most of the time you're used to hearing, if you're in the tech space, corporate space, you know, streamlining workflows, right? But we just added a little wrinkle in there to personal, because in order for your workflow to be as seamless as it can once you get on a particular, you know, track of how you're going to approach that, whatever skill set you're going to use to attack that, we tend to skip past the personal. And we allow the personal to get too chaotic. And when the personal is chaotic, unfortunately, guys, it bleeds over into the work. So we want to make sure we, again, here on this platform, structure you to have the best success and high sustainable level of success possible within your career pursuits, but more importantly, in your life pursuits. So we have to develop with you first. So let's just get to a point. I have 2 points I'm going to talk about from a personal workflow. Joaquin is going to talk about 2 points from the actual streamlining workflows within technology in the world of IT. Okay. So real quick, when you hear streamlining workflows, a lot of you who are, you know, a little more higher up, you might think of, you know, Six Sigma type styles, right? Or you might think of the book, The Machine That Changed the World, that was written by University of Massachusetts when they did the research on Toyota company automotive processes, how they streamlined and cut out a lot of, you know, fluff and riff that was, you know, costing them a lot in their bottom line, slowing up production, and they got rid of that, and how they were able to produce mass quantities in a quicker rate than a lot of the U.S. companies. And then once they did that research on Toyota, that's what, you know, brought that same system over to the U.S. But also, too, that was one that spawned the whole idea of Six Sigma lean processes of how to run organizations. So understand, all of this has an intertwining, interworking, where if you are knowledgeable and you read and you figure out how to grow yourself the right way, it can be analogous to not only your career pursuits, but your personal pursuits. In the personal aspect, before I get a platform to Joaquin, there's a good book called Deep Work by Cal Newport, where he discusses and talks about how at this particular juncture with so many distractions going on, if you can learn how to get into a deep work state for a specific period of time, and what he gives you tools within the book on how to do so. One that I'll just give you right now, we'll go further in this later on in our program, in our course, and Joaquin's going to talk about that a little bit in a moment. But one thing they talked about is segmenting, time segmenting, and Joaquin may mention this too in another book that he read in another one of our episodes. But segmenting is important because it allows you to give as much focus on that endeavor as possible. Another good book that you may want to think about reading is The One Thing by Keller Williams. These two, if you put them in conjunction, will give you an understanding of how to really focus in, narrow your gaze, and not allow for distraction things that are normally will pick at you, how you can eliminate them. Even something as simple as not answering emails for a certain period of time and confining it to a certain part and a certain time of the day. Because what a lot of us may do, you might break while you're in the middle of work to answer what is seemingly an important email, and that will throw you off track. Research has shown that normally for any 5 or 10 seconds worth of a break, as small as that, it takes you another 10 to 15 minutes to get back into the mental capacity to focus in on the work and what you're doing. So you want to make sure you eliminate as much as possible distractions, interruptions, and focus deeply on whatever your task is, not for an hour, not for 2 hours, for a finite amount of time, 10, 15, 20 minutes, take a break. Joaquin has talked about other episodes, get up and go for a walk, maybe take a power nap, maybe do some deep breathing techniques that we'll talk about later on. If you implement that, you get back into work, and that way you can really focus on what you're doing. All right. So deep work for your personal, streamlining personal workflow. All right. Joaquin, you got the floor for yours, bro.
Appreciate that. And the book that he was referring to that I spoke about on another podcast is called Learning How to Learn by Barbara Oakley. And she talks a lot about like segmenting your time so you can be as, you know, efficient and streamlined everything. But as far as your workflow goes at work, there's a concept, especially in like the tech world, that you'll hear a lot of. And this is something that we'll dive more into in our course. But the concept, the idea of the software development lifecycle is like the stages of developing your code or the stages of developing your process so that it is like what you want. And the first stage, there's five stages. The first stage is, what are the requirements? So what is your client, or what do you want at the end of the day? What do you want to have built? What's the value that you want to provide to whoever, like the end user, is going to be? So you want to make sure that you have that ironed out, because that then is going to lead into the design. So, you know, that can be your front end guys, that can be your back end guys. They're going to use like that map, I guess you could say, that you created. And they're going to start to design that project and then develop it, right? So you have your requirements, you're going to design it, and then you're going to have that development. Now, as far as testing goes, this is where in previous podcasts where I've talked about kind of like the differences between developers and DevOps. This is where more of that DevOps will kind of take in. Your developers will design it and develop it. And then your DevOps guys, they will help you test it. So if you have a product that you've created and you don't necessarily want it in the public yet, then you're going to have that testing phase so that you can get all the bugs out. And you don't, you know, give like to the end users, right? You want to give them something that has like no kinks in it. You don't want any bad reviews or anything like that. And so once we get past the testing stage, the last phase is finally to deploy it. So once you've got all the bugs out, there's nothing wrong, you're not getting any errors in the back end or on the front end or anything like that, then you can finally deploy your project, your value to the public, and, you know, give them, you know, the best amount of value that they can. So just to recap, know what you want, get the requirements, then design it, make sure it's developed, go ahead and test it to make sure that everything's ironed out, and then deploy it so that people can finally use your product.
That was awesome. That sounds streamlined to me. Perfect. So with his, again, you have to develop certain habits if you're not used to it that will allow you to execute that to the fullest, right? So two recommendations I have for you on a personal level to help you understand your current habits and how you can understand why you do what you do, and then things you can do in your habit training to change and shift your habits, right? So there's a book called The Power of Habits by Charles Duhigg. And that one goes over why you do what you do, why the habits that you formulated are the habits you formulated. We've talked about in previous episodes the importance of getting to the root. I know we were talking about that, I believe, in the imposter syndrome, right? We were talking about the root of imposter syndrome.
Yep.
So getting to the root, go check that episode out if you haven't. We'll put a link to it. But when you're talking about getting to the root of something, you need an understanding, right? And then once you have an understanding, then you can operate accordingly. Everything that you do in the tech world, once you understand the programming language, once you go through developing, you know, the software, you know, you get an understanding of what worked before you just, you know, deploy it, right? So same thing with yourself. Get an understanding of why you go about the habits that you formulated thus far, and then you can break down and say, okay, does this one work for me, or does this one not, right? Another book you may have heard of is Atomic Habits. I can't remember the author on that one. I'll get that for you guys shortly. But Atomic Habits, I do know that that one is more about the actual process of how to change current habits you may not necessarily feel are benefiting you or lending you towards getting to the outcomes you desire, right? So the first one I recommended by Charles is understanding the habits, how they're formulated. The next one is about giving you, you know, practical applications to putting in the proper habits you want to formulate, all right? So I hope those help you give you an idea on what you can do in your personal to help you get into the workflows that Joaquin is getting ready to go over for the second piece.
Yeah, and then lastly, what I'd say is probably one of the most important pieces is to just make sure that, well, especially in the workforce, right, make sure that you have like some sort of like visual that you can see like how the process goes. Right. I know like that relationship between like a cloud architect and a cloud engineer, like the architect will kind of like map out everything that's needed, like in your cloud infrastructure. Like say you need load balancers, or say you need a VPC or whatever, like security that you need built within your cloud infrastructure. The architect or the cloud architect will like kind of map everything out and show you kind of like how it's supposed to look or kind of what's needed. And then the cloud engineer will like actually go in and build everything out, whether they're using like AWS specifically or Terraform. I know for myself, like I'm extremely visual. I know a lot of guys, right, are probably, you know, extremely visual as well. So it's nice to have that like concept that you need, like, have that mapped out, just so you can have that visual like implanted in your head. So that's my second one.
That's dope. Yeah, that's dope. I appreciate you sharing that. And lastly, just to close out, guys, when you focus properly on streamlining everything, you first, your process, your habits, the workflow will take a second nature. It'll become easier for you, and you can do it at a mass level. I also like to read a lot of autobiographies too, and one book that I think is very good that really impressed me, and even before I even went to Singapore, it's funny, I didn't even know I was going to go, but before I went, I read the book on Lee Kuan Yew, the prime minister who took Singapore from the backwoods swamp, you know, third world that it was after being, I believe, conquered by Japan and all that stuff that they had to go through and trying to get their independence. He took it from a nation that was nothing to the world leading Singapore business financial hub of Southeast Asia that we know it to be today. You know, where Formula One race car driving, Louis Vuitton has one of their beautiful, you know, architecture buildings there. They have the, you know, financial district hub over there. You've seen the boat on the top of the three pillars. That's the hotel, Mandarin Bay, the gardens over there. He built all of that as a nation because he was able to streamline his personal workflow. And then also to streamline a nation into understanding how to emerge himself and make themselves a force to reckon with, even coming from nothing into something. So I like to read those type of books because we tend to get lost with trying to, you know, focus in on our salary, on our position, on problem solving, but, you know, the bottlenecking that we have to correct, all this other stuff, personal life, marriage, you know, or dating, whatever it is. We tend to get myopic in what's going on and get very micro and self-centered and not see the macro, right? And it's important for you to read someone else's story, especially someone that's, if you didn't notice, I'm an African-American male, right? But to read a book on Lee Kuan Yew, a gentleman growing up in Singapore who was captured and, you know, to understand a different life, right? To read a different book in someone else's culture, not only, and then thank God I was able to actually physically go and put myself there and really see it in tactile, right? And feel it. It changes your dynamic, guys. So you can streamline your personal life. You can streamline your workflow, but you have to be willing to infuse yourself with different energies and thoughts. That's why we brought the different books to you. Joaquin brings the structure to you from the standpoint of how you can do it within the tech sector to help your career advance and help yourself position yourself within your skill set. But it all works together, and be willing to try to learn and bring different things in that'll help you grow. Anything else you want to close out with?
Yeah, you know, just make sure you're putting that effort forward to, I mean, at the end of the day, give yourself that structure, definitely in that workplace, at home as well. Cause as Mark said, it's just going to bleed over. Cause you know, once again, we've all heard it before, how you do anything is how you do everything. So, you know, just try to be on point with all the hats that you're wearing. And you'll have, even though they say there's no, you know, real thing as like work-life balance, you'll have more efficiency, I guess, within what you're doing. So keep that top of thought.
No doubt. All right, guys. We hope this helped you. If you have any questions, comments, please leave them. We're here for you. Like, subscribe, tell your homies what up, though. Send them our way. And please, like, we're here to talk to you guys, man. We don't know it all. We can only grow together, but we have to get the information and have a community where we can have discussions that are not normally being had within this realm. We don't just want to talk sports. We just don't want to talk, you know, finances. We just don't want to talk, relationships. We want to talk about things that are going to drive all those factors, which is you and your career. Will all allow for all those to continue to blossom for you, or you want them to blossom. So that's why we're here, to have this discussion. All right. So join in with us so we can talk to you. All right. And we can learn ourselves. So we appreciate you. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Rakeem, say your piece. What is it?
Be great, guys.